Happy New Year to you. The second hour of A Voice of a People. Happy New Year. How's it going for each and every one of you? Oh, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining, and it blew my guest in, Jeff Porter. Yay. Praise God for that. Good to see him. First time this new year. Praise God. God is good. This is Linda Sims. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People here on WGH Talk. This is a new season of miracles, right? All right. Today is what? January the 5th already? Well, we're saying already, but we still have 360 days to go in this coming year. Like, wow, we got that far to go. Yeah, we do. Yeah, one we day do. At a time, right? One right. day at a time. One challenge at a time. One victory at a time. With the God's help, we will make it through this new year. Okay, we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn. Once you download that app, please type in the search box WWGH on any electronic device or call in during a live broadcast if you would like to connect with myself or my guest or just be a part of our conversation by calling 740-383-9944. Okay, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, no free produce until April 15th of 2023. Remember, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is our director of Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Clubs, and the Marion City Schools. And her number is 740-262-0939. Thank you for tuning in. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. The first thought I had was titled, Play Games. I guess we can do this again. Why do you go to work? For the pay or to play? Money takes the L out of play, and we forget that life is just a game. The game is just an exchange, an interplay of energies, a divine dance. You give the energy of your head and hands, and you receive money in return. Misery comes when you live only to receive. This is how we kill the fun in life. Every scene in our life is a game requiring certain skills and abilities to play it well. When you do, and you taste success at playing, you are having fun again. Put the L back in pay and watch work transform itself into a game, a dance. Go to play, not for the pay. Pay is just a bonus. Amen. All right. Now I turn my attention to my guest today, Jeff Porter. Happy New Year again, Jeff.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you. It's going well so far. How about you?
Okay. It's been going okay.
All right, you hang in there. Just getting started.
Is that what it is?
Yes, we're just getting started, yeah. Yeah, day five. We're just getting started in this new year. Yes, absolutely. So, how have you been since I saw you last?
Oh, I've been getting by.
Praise God for that, too, as well. Yes. And I know I asked you, did you have something on your heart today?
Yes, that age-old transhumanism has come up this week. I was watching a segment on Jimmy Swaggart, that would be Francis and Friends, and they were talking about transhumanism on there and how it... Now, cloning is illegal in America, but nowhere else. So they're able to stretch their fingers out pretty good, even towards America now. And I think eventually they'll get the laws turned around. But they have this tendency to want to influence people like those influencing schools and trying to influence kids to make a decision. Now, if right now they're not able to force it, but influence kids to decide to get their transgender. In other words, they want to persuade them to believe that if they're a girl, they should be a boy. If they're a boy, they should be a girl. And it's being fought heavily in the courts, but nothing been... The American people are not really kept that well informed about it. And this is where I think they're wrong. If they're going to institute something as important as changing your gender, the public should know all about it all the time. And so they talked about it quite a bit on Fox News, too. I was really surprised that, you know, I turned on the TV one day on Fox News and here's transhumanism being brought up on the main news part. And I talked about it, transhumanism being a major threat to our society, a major threat to our liberties, because they are trying to, for one thing, they can physically, where they're working on it, physically changing a human being. Now they're talking about in the test tube, in the laboratory, changing an animal into partially human and having human intelligence and all that. And to me, that is just an atrocity. Leave it alone. But it just keeps moving forward, regardless of what anybody seems to say about it. Now, they've got a bunch of laboratories all over the world, other countries and so on, that are working on this project. And it is not just changing things from this to that, you know, from a boy to a girl, or girl to a boy. It's not just changing animals. They're working on a spiritual thing. They're trying to figure out how to enter into another dimension, you know, so they can find God through that, you know, instead of drugs. And what I think they're going to do is incur the wrath of God. That's what they're going to do. You know, another thing that's going to, not just them, but they play a great role in it. And I think Americans should sit up and pay attention to what's going on with this because, well, you know, let's face it, America is one of the few countries that has the money to be able to experiment in this area. I'm sure the expense is very great in that area, so it's a great concern, very great concern. You know, they'll go all kinds of trouble to arrest a person for insider trading and all kinds of white-collar crimes and so on and so forth, and they should. But there's no investigation into transhumanism, as far as I know. And so I think it's something that journalism could look into, and they are, but not as strong as, you know, we'd like them to. I know that some of these, probably these bases, you know, like, there's a bunch of them, as far as I understand, there's a bunch of them in the South Pacific. You know, islands, deserted islands where they've set up their laboratories and stuff. And it is just amazing what they can do so far.
Transhumanism.
Yeah.
Is a violent departure from the idea that man was created in God's image. In Genesis 1 and 26, God took the credit for that. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, right?
Yep.
instead of seeking to make ourselves gods. That's what man is trying to do, make themselves gods after their own image.
Been trying to do that for a long time.
That's what I just got off Google, transhumanism. And it says it's from a theology. And not only that, it's a violent departure from God.
Yeah.
Violent.
Definitely is.
Transhumanism stems from the fundamental idea that humanity is progressing towards the, is it Nietzschean Übermensch, the highest evolved being? The highest evolved being? I guess we're going to be something else, right? Instead of man, right?
Right.
An idea that is flawed at its very root and is dangerous to our society.
Who wrote that?
Let me see who wrote this. Sam Miles Jr. Whoever he is. Social, topical. Yeah, but he is targeting transhumanism because, from what I'm understanding him saying, I mean, it really sounds awful. It sounds terrible that we are not satisfied in being who God has created us to be, that we're going to evolve into this superhuman.
Yes.
Wow.
It is very bad. And that has to do with, of course, the last days, the cults. For instance, the prosperity cult has been teaching people that we are gods. If you're a Christian, you're a god. And it doesn't get any more antichrist than that. I mean, that's what Satan tried to say to God, move over, now there's two of us, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, trying to say that he could ascend to God's throne. Well, like what you were reading in Isaiah 14, remember?
Yes.
I will ascend to the Most High.
Right.
You know, so that's what he wants to do is be, he wants to be God. He was going to tell God to move over. And that's laughable. The only reason he exists right now is because God's allowing him to. But there'll come a day when he'll say, no more, Satan. No more of your stuff. You're going to the lake of fire.
Well, this also has to do with the rise of the Antichrist. It has to be.
It is. It is. Absolutely has to be. Yep.
Now, see, Jeff is the author of a book titled Expressions of the Last Days, and he talks about the Antichrist. Now, we're learning more and more as time goes on that the Antichrist is going to be this superhuman being, and there will be transhuman people on the earth today trying to evolve themselves into this super type being. Wow! So,
yeah.
Genetic, that's what it means. You will be genetically changed if you receive that mark of the beast.
I think what actually happens is that it takes over your mind. You know,
and not only that, your body too. You won't be the same.
No, but I don't think you actually will be a super god or something, you know.
Well, now you have to remember, Noah's days, the flood, there were giants.
Yeah, that's true.
So they weren't just humans. They were mingled in with human beings, and they became another hybrid type of being.
Yeah.
So this is...
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, what has been will be again. So here we are right now at it, transhumanism.
And God destroyed the world because of all that.
And he said he's going to destroy it again. Yep. Right?
That can't learn it. You can't learn it the first time, I guess.
Well, we didn't have to go through that. All we have done is heard about it, and a lot of us don't even believe it. It even happened.
Well, of course not. It doesn't go along with our little agenda here. You know.
A lot of people say, well, there was a flood, but I don't believe it covered the whole entire world. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I've heard that one. As a matter of fact, even a guy, an apologist, was trying to say that the flood was isolated. That it only covered such and such part of the earth. But like I said, you remember, you know, as a kid, going out in the backyard and digging in the garden and stuff and finding rocks with seashells in them and everything. I went running in the house. I said, Dad, what's this? How come there's seashells in the rocks out there? He said, it's because of Noah's flood. And I went, wow, that's amazing. How could that be, you know?
Way over here in the United States, right?
Yeah. Like,
on the other side of the world.
So, I don't know what America was like back then, if it was the same continent it is now, but wow, that's pretty fascinating, finding those. And then they, of course, have found, there's been lots and tons of evidence of the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much of the ark itself, but the flood. And finding a fish way up in the mountains, you know, thousands of feet. You go into a cave and there's a fossil of a fish right there in the side of the cave. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't just, you look at that and go, well, how did that get there? I mean, with thousands of feet up.
Right. And they claim that they found, what was that, elephant type prehistoric?
Mammoth.
A mammoth with food still in his mouth came from that flood and being frozen immediately.
Yeah. Said he flash flood. Killed them while they were still eating.
Right.
Well, they found the whole body.
Right, the whole body. With and food in its mouth, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they've done with that. You know, it seems like if they took it out of the ice, it would just flake out. You know, I don't know. But I haven't heard any more about that. But that sure is fascinating, finding those mammoths like that.
You know, I had all kind of pictures of that. I shared with my class when I was teaching the Bible over at Grant Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was teaching against evolution. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Darwin's theory.
Yeah.
And I had to show the students that God is real and he does exist. And he did create these things, you know. And yeah. He had his own agenda, you know, not Darwin's theology or conceptions of how the Big Bang happened and all that, you know, mm-hmm. which they're teaching in the schools.
Well, it's amazing how you can teach something in school. They claim that it must be fact and it must be perfect and everything. Then you take something like evolution, it's as flaky as it can get, and teach it as if it were absolute fact.
Right.
And nothing could be further from the truth.
That's true. That's true. Wow. So, and you were saying that these things are being taught in the school system about the transhumanism. If you don't want to be a female, you can be a male. If you don't want to be a male, you can be a female.
Yeah.
So,
why would a person be discontented with what they are, though?
Because they have the...
they've been taught that they're...
They can be something else.
Yeah. It's like going to the grocery store and there's too many options for detergent.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, or you're... Your meal course, whatever you're going to have today. You don't have to have one thing or the same thing every day. There's options out there, you know.
There are factions of, I believe that Planned Parenthood's involved in this, but also there are factions of organization of women that are fighting against the transhuman, influencing kids like that, you know. And teaching them it's okay to be gay, teaching them, of course... They've been doing that, and teaching that America is evil, you know, that's a really bad one. Teaching them that, remember when we were growing up, everything was positive towards the United States. We didn't even think about it, really.
No, you know? No, never a question.
No, because we know that if you look at other countries, the truth about other countries... Nobody has liberty like we do.
Right.
And a lot of good men and women died to keep our country free.
Yes.
Now they're trying to take it from the inside. I used to hear people talk about that. They said, no, the next time America comes under attack, it won't be from the outside. It'll be from the inside. People trying to influence our government, influence our people, and they're doing it.
Yes.
They're doing it, so. But we're in the last days, and like I said, I believe America is going to face political and economic collapse eventually, because, for one thing, overspending on some of these programs, We've got enough programs, we should be able to solve any problem. But I believe we would be facing a possible economic collapse one of these days. I thought, you know, is it possible that Christian journalists and conservative people who have been investigating this, is it possible that they're exaggerating this problem? In other words, you know, they're trying to say that the... and so I wouldn't just say that it's just Democrats doing this.
Oh, no, it can't be.
People that just want to control the government so they can control the people, you know. So I would say that they want to really move on from that idea of the Democrats controlling everything to a secret society that wants to bring on the Antichrist on the scene.
Yeah, just pulled up 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now that's what this transhumanism is leading to, this superhuman being that's supposed being that's coming upon the earth, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Talk about evil, huh?
Yeah, we're on the way, aren't we?
Yes. I was talking to a friend of mine a while back, and we were bandying around. I was saying, "Oh, I hope Trump gets elected because of this and because of that." And he said, "You know, it's not going to matter who's on the who's president, because the Antichrist is right around the corner." You know, and he's right about that.
No, it doesn't matter.
Can't matter who's president.
No. Because you're talking about some supernatural. Unless he take the mark, the president.
Oh, let's not think about that.
Well, you got to think about somebody that's going to be in power. It could be anybody. The Antichrist, the superhuman being. And people want to live forever, and they're trying to do that too. Right?
Well, see, that's part of transhumanism. I'm glad you brought that up. What they want to do is, and I think Morgan Freeman made a movie that was called Transhumanism or Trans something, humanism like that. And the computer did make an attempt to take over the world. And what they want to do is somehow plug a computer into a human being. Everybody should see this movie.
Mm.
And it records, or it takes out the human mind, the human part of us, and puts it into the computer, wherever you can do that.
Wow. I'm trying to think. Did I see that movie? Go ahead.
And what they want to do is, you know, you've heard of the cloud. That's him talking about the cloud. That is so... very disturbing. And they make you part of the cloud, so you're immortal.
And that's what we're headed towards.
Yes.
This immortality.
Yeah.
That's what man wants. He wants to live forever.
They want immortality apart from what the Bible says.
Now, that's what they wanted back in those days. Even though they were living to be 1,000 years old, at least, right?
Yeah.
They
had it made.
Right. And they were upset that God destroyed the world with water. That's why they did the Tower of Babel. That's from what I heard from my daughter. And they built this Tower of Babel, and they wanted to go up there where God was. And
they keep trying to make their own heaven.
Right, right. They wanted to dethrone God.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go up there where he is. We're going to stop him from destroying the world again like he did before. So we still have this mentality that we're going to stop God from coming back and destroying the earth with fire this time.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're going to have Armageddon, that's for sure. You know, and they think they can win Armageddon.
Yeah, what? I see. Satan has convinced human beings that they can evolve into something else and be stronger and have immortality.
I remember this woman that they interviewed not too long ago that said that men are going to be able to have babies. Yeah. And they showed her saying that on the camera.
I don't think they would really want to if they knew like I did.
I don't think they're going to talk me into that.
If they knew like I do, uh-uh. That would be the farthest thing from man's mind, right?
That's right.
And I hear the rest of the women saying amen. Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, they try to introduce the craziest stuff. Crazy, stupid stuff. You know.
Well, this is crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff.
They've been trying to get rid of the guns for a long time.
Guns will mean nothing to a superhuman being. What would that even mean?
They don't want us trying to take the government back or try to prevent somebody from taking over our country. And
okay, say if we were able to do that, go to D.C. and take the country back. Who's going to lead it? Another man, right? So where are we going to go? We're in the same spot, right?
Well, we would be again.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
But it's all written in the book of Revelation anyways. So, all that stuff, all those terrible judgments and everything in Revelation, as you can see as time goes on, is more than just God bringing his severe wrath on a world full of the most horrible sin imaginable. But then again, it was bound to get that way eventually because of the nature of sin in man. But using science to reach points of this horrible, sickening attitudes that they have these days, that they're going to not just make things better for mankind, but take it over and be God to mankind, you know. And you can imagine how unmerciful they are. God's merciful, they're not. So if you don't follow their agenda, you're dead.
And that's what the Bible tells, and you will be beheaded.
Beheaded, yeah.
You will lose your head. God says, don't worry about what you're going to say. I'll give you what to say.
Yeah, beforehand. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that's amazing. Because you wouldn't have it within yourself to turn away from it. It would take the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit to keep us from saying, I won't go, or, you know, I'll just give you my head because I'm not going that way. It would have to be the power of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. What do you think about that?
Oh, sure. I don't think we're going to be able to face any opposition out there without the power of the Holy Spirit to show us and give us strength and power. It's like, we don't have that kind of strength and power right now, but it's like as if you went to, let's say you went to Disneyland, and you got all the tickets for your kids and everything, but you don't give it to them, you know, and then that's for getting in the gate and everything, getting in to play the games and ride the rides. You don't give them that ticket until you get to the door. That's what I believe is going to happen with the, you know, us being able to testify. That's one of the reasons why I'm very skeptical about pre-tribulation rapture, is because who's going to testify if you're not here? You know.
I don't know. You know, it's still all a mystery, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
until it gets here.
Yeah, until it gets here, get closer to the time. You know. But I didn't expect you to come with transhumanism, and after reading what I read, being a violent departure from the idea that man was created in God's image and in his likeness, violently doing this.
Well, I would say it's violent because it's introducing a radical new way of life that's not healthy for humankind. And, of course, they're going to jump up and say, look at that, there you are, slowing down progress again. Look at the Christians over there stopping all this scientific progress. You know, they always claim that, you know. It's like the old-timers that said, you know, if man was meant to fly, he'd have wings, been born with wings.
But God gave man witty inventions of how to accomplish, build an airplane with wings,
yeah.
You know, for us to fly, you know, or lay rails down for a train to travel over,
yeah.
Or automobile on tires, you know, to take us from destination to destination. He gave men witty inventions,
yes,
of creating things, and he supplied the resources.
Yes. How would we know how to put those resources together? And doctors, you know.
Doctors.
That was, to me, is obvious God-given talent, surgery.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know.
Even medication.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to a time, if you want to talk about looking forward to it, that is almost incomprehensible right now. But there'll come a time when we have these super beings and they'll try to rule and reign over us. That's when God will intervene. Because we can't stop it. They're trying to stop this influencing kids to be girls to be boys and boys to be girls and all that. And I don't know how well the battle's going. Sometimes it seems like it's in favor of the conservative point of view. Sometimes it seems like it's in favor of the other. And but one of these days that fight's going to turn around, because America has got to go under, unfortunately. It has to face economic collapse, because we can't have, Satan can't have a country like America based on the Bible. Great, big, powerful country. It's impossible to invade it and all that. Can't have that in the end. You've got to bring it down.
Well, sin is bringing it down. It's a reproach to every nation. Sin is. And I guess, you know, that's from his influence. And not only that, our flesh, that's our biggest enemy.
Yeah.
So that's happening anyway. You know, power, money. The thought of having it all, ruling it all. I mean, man has a great head start on his way.
Already had people after power. We had Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin. And
not only that, we used to talk about millionaires like that was something great. We're talking about trillionaires now. Now, that's just a difference, how far we've come in power.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it?
World power. That's what you're talking about. World power.
Well, that's what they've always been after.
Mm-hmm.
Love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes. Yes.
We'll get there, and then there won't even be money. There'll be a cash exchange of credits.
All on paper.
Yeah. Computerized.
If you had a building, how large would it have to be to house $1 trillion?
You mean
if it was just paper money?
I don't know.
How large of a building would you have to house $1 trillion?
Well, if you're talking about being able to put security over it.
Just put it in a building. That's alone the security.
Because with the security, you're talking about some serious building stuff, you know.
Let me ask Google. How large of a building would we have to house $1 trillion, like a bank? How large would a bank have to be, right?
Yeah.
Let me see what Google has to say before we get off the air. Because we're not talking about a little bit of money anymore. We're talking about Bezos. He's a trillionaire.
Yeah.
Over Amazon. We're not talking about any more, even though I don't have $1 million, but it's like $1 million, like $1,000. Or
yeah.
10,000 anymore, or 100,000 at the most. You know, it's like nothing anymore.
I know, that's what I heard.
So we're moving on to who people want to be trillionaires. Billionaires is
somebody hand me $1,000, I'd be happy.
I know, that's right.
Wow, oh, thanks.
How large would a bank have to be to house $1 trillion? Let's see. A trillion is 1,000 billion, and it's 1,000,000,000,000. A stack of $1 billion bills would be 67.866 miles high. It's pretty high, isn't it? 67.
Wow.
A stack of $1 trillion bills would reach 67,866 miles into space.
Wow, that's a lot of whoppers.
It is, isn't it? Wow.
You wouldn't have to have the discount anymore.
No. Okay, if you stacked 100 bills totaling $1 trillion on top of each other, the stack would be 631 miles high. This is what $1 trillion in spending looked like. 631 miles high. That's like from here to Georgia almost.
That doesn't even sound right. That's, wow, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It didn't give any other dimensions?
Wait a minute. Let me see. How much is $1 trillion? $1 trillion is so big that it's hard to even imagine what it looks like. So let's first break the number itself down to time. 1 trillion seconds is 317 centuries. If you spent $1 per second, it would take you 31,700 years to spend $1 trillion.
Wow. 31,700
years. We don't have that much life in us.
No, I don't think we do.
And I did already talked about the 67,000 miles, $1 bills that would stack up to be $1 trillion.
Do you realize, though, that how much, you know, you sit there and watch the news and stuff, realize that the millionaires and trillionaires and millionaires, how much it's corrupted them already?
Yeah.
How much, you know, they go in there and find that this congressman or this politician has stuffed millions of dollars into a freezer or something.
Right, and it says this too. Suppose you had $1 billion. You could spend $5,000 a day for more than 500 years before you would run out of money. Breaking it down even farther, it means you would have to spend over $100,000 every day for the next 25 years in order to spend $1 billion.
So, what bank would you... All right, let's say you've accumulated $1 billion. What bank would allow you to put it in there? I mean, they got to pay interest on that.
It's only going to be on paper. They're not going to have you hand you that cash money. I mean, I don't think so. Let me see.
Aren't there banks that would say, no, I'm sorry, but we can't pay that kind of interest?
Where would they keep it, though?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. And I asked Google, how large would the bank have to be? But they didn't give me that. How large would a bank have to be? Let me see what it says. How much is $1 trillion in seconds? Dollars?
So you couldn't liquidate everything all at once.
No, they couldn't even. They barely can give you $1 million all at once.
Yeah.
Well, that'll take us a couple days to get that.
Yeah.
I can't. It won't tell me.
I guess it just don't have it. It'll take us a few days to figure that out.
I want to put one. Trillion. All right, let's see what it has to say. Is it possible for an individual to have over $1 trillion in the bank? Which bank would allow me to deposit $1 trillion? Let's see what it says. I bet they said, no, these are stupid, crazy questions. Oh, boy.
See, that's why I'm asking the question of our economic collapse, and it just doesn't just have to do with our national debt. It has to do with our lifestyle.
True. I get that. I want the dimensions of a bank where I can put $1 trillion like I had one, right?
Yeah. Can I borrow a little bit of money from you?
Yeah. I could give you $2 or $3 million.
Thanks.
If I had $1 billion, yeah. You could give people millions of dollars all day long, probably.
Probably.
And never run out of money. If it's going to take you 37,000 years? Spending $100,000 a day? It would take you that long?
Mm. I like to try it, though.
I think it just me and my thinking. I think that this would only be on paper. It says,
it have to be.
And it says, the financial effect might be large. Are you saying you have $1 trillion a day? Yeah, I'm asking all these questions, right? At a time when nobody has that much money, the largest American banks have $2 trillion in assets, give or take a couple hundred billion. If all your assets were held in cash at one bank, you would likely cause that bank to go bankrupt, as they would have to liquidate a whole lot of assets to cover your withdrawal, and would likely be taking massive haircuts on them. For example, if your $1 trillion was held at Bank of America, that is half of their assets. If they took 20% haircut during their fire sale for your $1 trillion withdrawal, that would wipe out their entire capital base of common equity. The bank would then have to recapitalize using mezzanine capital instruments, and failing that, bail in provisions would be activated. The bank would then be in the regulatory doghouse for at least a couple of years while it built back its capital. It would be virtually unable to buy back shares of or distribute a dividend asset. All of this, the bank would be facing a massive liquidity crunch. Bank of America has about $500 billion in easily liquidated assets. Well, we're running out of time. I can't even finish this little article. Okay, there's no bank large enough to hold $1 trillion.
No.
Just like I said, and just
and
like
just
I
think
thought.
America's like $32 trillion in debt.
Nothing. They're not thinking about that.
No.
And guess what? I'm not either. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Thank you, Jeff Porter. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you who have been listening to A Voice of a People. We are out of time as usual. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, and we run out of time, right? Right. So I'm out for this week, and with God's grace and mercy, I'll see you next Wednesday and next Thursday. So next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard.